Welcome into the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
We're here for a moment to introduce to you the first half of the anniversary show that slipped away last 2015.
It is the elusive
anniversary show of our show, the House of Cuckoos radio show. For 2015, we have now released it in two parts here in 2016. We do apologize for the delay.
It's all right.
It was fine. We both went off to acting lessons in California for about 6 months.
So we hope
we had
you
odd jobs. You caught us on Twitter.
That's
why we're making some experimental videos and putting them out.
Yeah.
And here we
you
are.
Can find us. We've been nominated at the Avian Awards a couple times.
Yeah, that too. And we almost had an Oscar nod, but they said, we couldn't sneak in the back door like that.
Because so. Oscar wasn't,
he wasn't
speaking
real.
To us anymore.
Yeah. And he wasn't
he was
made
mad at
he
us.
Isn't, yeah, gold plated chocolate, man.
Yeah, so we decided to come back and present
the show
in two parts.
Plus, the tapes were stolen from Jolly, that little white crazy guy. But alas, we are detracting once again, for we are here to present the first half of the anniversary show, which we present to you.
And the first half is extravagant.
Yes, because we go on a little adventure before we get going, which it was a live studio recording.
Phenomenal.
It was.
It was prepared to go last June.
We were going to stream live, and it just couldn't get off the ground, and we had to get on
there was a
plane.
Hiccup.
We had
we
to get
abducted.
On our plane.
We were first abducted by female Viking aliens from the 10th planet outside of the Pleiades 6th star.
We were extras on the set, and we had to be there in California. We didn't want to pass the job up. Our agent got us these extra jobs.
Great role.
We had fun.
We were lavished upon.
But you're going to see that later on, but right now you have to get through this, so let's get you to the anniversary show. You're going to hear the theme song once again because, you know, it's the House of Cuckoos theme
it's
song.
Double time. So
here we are.
Going.
Here's part one of the House of Cuckoos anniversary show. Which number?
Anniversary
Fifth
show.
Anniversary show of
number
the House of Cuckoos radio
five,
show.
Five.
Here we go.
Five.
Enjoy part one.
Enjoy and love us. Now hit play, come on!
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The United States Constitution, Amendment 1, Freedom of Religion, Press, Expression, ratified 115, December 1791.
I want to sing a theme song. I want to sing a theme song.
In the middle of the night.
I want
to
sing a theme song.
In the middle of the night.
At the House of Cuckoos.
Live studio show for the House Cuckoos anniversary show.
We don't want it starting without us because
no,
it's not a
going.
Show if we're not there to help start
all
it
right,
off.
Well, pack your lunch here if you want
to
call that your little 420
lunch.
And then we'll get going.
Brown bagging it today, buddies.
That looks like a plastic bag to me.
It is a plastic bag.
All right.
But it's not brown either, so it's just, metaphorically speaking, the brown bag lunch.
It's the brown bag lunch game.
Hey, Barth. I brought my lunch bag today. Why does it smell so funny and skunky?
It's my lunch. I'm going to have it today. Why, you want to join me in the parking lot? We're going to eat lunch, me and Tommy.
Is that what you've been doing there, smoking every day at that 420 time before you leave?
Yep, that's our late lunch.
All right, I'll join
you. No problem, boss. See you then in the parking lot.
The brown bag lunch gang is back today.
Something.
The brown bag lunch gang is here to stay. Pack your lunch, it's almost time to eat. The brown bag lunch gang's here to stay. Pack your lunch every day.
Yeah, just redo it.
Gobbles.
You put the laundry back away, and let's see.
I folded the clothes. Mine. I hope those were your underwear.
I wasn't. None of those clothes were mine. I don't know. We just do the laundry out of repetition.
So, I did somebody else's laundry?
Probably, but now it's...
How did we end up with it?
I don't know, but this one shirt looked nice. I'll wear that, and we can go to this...
There's some nice clothes in this hamper.
Because we might be filming for part of this anniversary show. There might be some cameras there. Some media might be there.
You never know. Let me try these pants.
Not in front of me, please.
They look a little tight. I think they're skinny jeans. I think they're skinny jeans. They're skinny jeans.
We have to eat our lunch before we get going to this anniversary show.
Before it spoils. We don't want it spoiling. This is a good lunch. It's well packed. It's fortified with all the greens and vitamins you need.
We have an anniversary show to do, so you gotta snap out of it. You're not really quite sounding yourself.
What are you talking about? Who are you? What here. Kind of show are we doing?
Eat a cuckoo's bar. This will bring you back to normal.
What is this? Cuckoo's bar? Is this an...
Dr. Antonio? We have the anniversary show you had to do. We gotta get walking.
Christopher, we're supposed to pick up Christopher.
Well,
walking. Okay.
No, we have to get to the studio.
Oh, you mean we're walking
on
to
the way?
Studio.
Yes.
You dropped the G, hence walking. Oh, that ass wax brand cuckoo bar sure leaves a bad aftertaste. How far is this walk?
Well, let's keep going here. It's supposed to be at this address here we have written down. Not too far. We've already been a few blocks down while you've been dealing with heartburn.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, well, there's no...
Where's there...
Can't find...
You have water? I forgot to bring water.
Well, here.
What's that in your backpack?
This is the address here. There's nothing. I don't have the key
in
this lock.
What's in your backpack?
No, here, look, over here. It says they have free goodies here.
Where?
They're giving away. They must make
food there are cookies here. What are these, cookies?
There's some... Yeah, here's some cookies and some drink. It says eat this. So are you... Okay.
Hopefully this will help the indigestion. Let me drink this to wash it down.
I don't know, sugar usually... Well... I guess if you're not dying yet, then it must be okay to eat. But why isn't there a way in?
Is worth your deal?
I'll have a... How do they taste? Pretty good? They're a bit sugary, a nice glazed frosting. The water's alcoholic or something?
Man.
Are you sick now? Because I just sick now.
No. Is my hand getting smaller? Why does my hand look like it's getting smaller?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Are you... Doing all right there.
Hey, look!
Are you going? What's wrong with something? In the food and this drink?
This happened.
Is there like an LSD or something going on?
No.
Or is this just a flashback? Or is this just special effects for the show?
What's happening? I didn't know we had this kind of budget.
We had this kind of amazing budget.
Why does this table look like a building now?
I don't know. Are we being promoted by a new Marvel movie coming out?
No, I don't think we're superheroes.
Okay, so we're shrunk down suddenly.
We are smaller than the table we were sitting at.
Look, there's a hole over there. The mouse hole over there has a sign saying enter here. You think that's where the show is?
Are you sure you want to go there?
Well, I mean, it seems to keep consistent. The writing's the same as the...
There's a sign-in book here. Hold on. Sign-in.
It's very small. Look at the pen.
Oh, look. Corey Haim has been here and Sammy Davis. Hey, they've signed the book.
They must have been in the mouse hole.
Let's sign our names.
The House of Cuckoos. Okay.
There we go.
Into the woods here.
All right, the door opened up, and here we are.
Okay, it's kind of dark in here. So keep walking.
What's that? It smells of dank and musty.
Something looks like it's smiling at us over there.
In the distance, it's a glowing smile.
Look at that, looking at it.
What the? That glowing, smiley thing, that's the Cheshire Cuckoo.
Wow, it just totally is looking at us with its... beak smiling.
And it sang for us and danced. It was amazing. Where will it lead us? Where will it take us?
I just see it. It's kind of an outline of him. You don't really see all of him.
It's kind of transparent. We could almost see through him. But his head seems solid.
I think he's going to speak to us. Excuse me, can you help us, dear cuckoo bird, and tell us a way out of here?
As he steps from the shadows.
Hey, how you guys doing, huh?
Oh, he's smoking a cigar.
Yep, you seem lost.
We followed the signs that we thought were helping us lead us to our anniversary show.
Yeah,
we signed the guest book.
Cookies and drank some liquid and...
But now we're in here
thing.
And we're trying to get to the anniversary show time. And now we're kind of lost, I guess, and then out of nowhere your face appeared and but you're actually a cuckoo bird.
Yeah, I'm a Cheshire cuckoo.
Your voice is different than the cuckoo sound we heard coming over here.
Oh, that's my singing voice.
Oh, very nice. It's very, very well done.
Why, thank you. You like my dance?
Yeah, where you came in and out and in and out on the stoop. That was pretty cool.
We're a very rare breed of a cuckoo. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Well, that's very cool, cool.
Yeah.
Do we need to answer any riddles or anything, or...
No, why? What makes you think that? Is this some game show?
Some Cheshire animals require you to solve riddles to really help you get through.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Well, how do we get out of here?
You just gotta buy me a cigar. Hope you brought a cigar.
But... Man.
We don't have any money or a cigar.
Yeah, where do we get them? Is there a cigar machine somewhere around here? A store that sells them?
A small cigar store, I guess?
Cuckoo! 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 Let's see. Well, first we gotta take a walk. It's quite far. Once we get out of this tunnel, we're gonna come to a valley. Cuckoo! 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 We're gonna follow the valley to the left until we get to a stream. From that stream, we're gonna follow it northeast. Cuckoo! 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 Until we get to this little hilly area. And right there, amongst the hills, is a cigar vendor. That should take about, cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
We don't have
2.5 days.
Yeah, we don't have that much time.
Yeah, no. Our show's about to start.
Here, Dr. Antonio, why don't you give him one of your little cigarettes from your lunch there, that $4 lunch bag.
Here.
Do you accept green cigars?
Cuckoo! 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 What do I look like? A filthy hippie?
No, you're a distinguished cuckoo. We didn't know if you had a...
Give me that.
Ah, ow.
I can handle this.
All right, how do we get out of here?
Cuckoo! 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 All right, you went out. Okay, instead of going that way. Cuckoo! 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 It's the door behind me.
Oh.
Yeah, just go up from this door behind me and keep following it down the stairs and down the stairs and then down the stairs. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! And you're gonna come to water about knee high, but just wade through it for about a minute or two. Cuckoo! 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 You're gonna see another door with a gleaming light and loud wind from the other side. That's the door you want. There's gonna be like a gleaming golden cuckoo! Cuckoo! It's gonna be like a golden fur, like golden furry light and a loud wind sound. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Just go through that door.
This bird's very descriptive in all of his directions.
He's very well spoken too.
Guys, I got other things to do.
Can we just go back the way we came in real quick here and get...
It's impossible now. That door seals behind you. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
All right, well, let's go out. Come on, Dr. Antonio, quick.
Yeah.
Let's move it. All right, thanks, Mr. Cuckoo Thing.
Yep, thank you, Cheshire Cuckoo.
Back into a smiling face.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
His eyes are red now.
Whoa. Cuckoo, cuckoo. This is a good cigar.
All right, bye, Mr. Cuckoo.
Thank you, guys. Shit, wait. Ah, and they're gone. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Ah, I gave him the wrong door. It was the door to the right. Cuckoo. Well, let's hope they figure it out. All right, they look like two smart kids. Cuckoo. Cuckoo. I think they got this under control. Cuckoo. 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 Cuckoo.
All right, here, shut the door behind us, Dr. Antonio. Here we go. Wait, there's no ground behind us! There's water down there! We're gonna fall in!
I don't know how to swim!
Where are we? We hit the water.
Oh, but we're on a couch.
Yeah, and it's all drenched.
It's a soaking wet couch, and we're like in a waiting room, but there's a door. Only one door.
Yeah, it's very smoggy in here.
It is. There's...
Who is that? Wait, no, there's two guards there that look the same. They're not letting us through.
No.
Hey, Sam!
Oh, what do you want, Bob?
We just want out of here. Can we get a...
Who are these fellas?
The queen has to judge them and something stupid like that.
She wants them judged?
What about these two...
Yeah.
Show to do. Come on. If this happens every time we have an anniversary, should we get something?
Always. Somebody's trying to interfere. There's a conspiracy.
Get the queen.
Yeah, who is this queen?
Your lawyer, I can tell you.
Hey, I'm your lawyer.
This guy's got a big hat. You're the Mad Hatter. I'm starting to sense the trend here that we're actually ripping off a story here.
This is a story that we're ripping off, but it's happening to us. How is this happening to us, and we're ripping it off?
To dress up as you and switch clothes.
That's what you're gonna... So you're gonna take the fall for us?
No, I'm going to escape and be famous.
Oh, so you're not really a lawyer.
What is going on here? Can we just get out?
Yeah, we need to get...
Quick, we better Batman this. Kick in the music. We gotta punch our way out of here.
Duh.
Here we go.
Damn it.
Guys, stop you!
Listen, I've Batmaned the show.
No, just hit him.
Batman.
I'm talking about 60s
Listen.
Batman.
Oh, you mean...
Pow!
60s.
Batman. Bam!
Urban, please.
Come on, we already beat down half of them. Just hit him once.
Run, Urban.
Hit a pow. Give a pow.
The evil-headed guy is going to attack us again.
I already hit him. Come on.
Get to the cuckoo-mobile.
Hit the Urban. Guy behind you, quick.
Zap. Bam.
Wow. He's down for the count. We've taken the show over, Urban.
Come on, are you having an orgasm?
No, I'm Batman. I've been 1960s. Batman, please, get in the cuckoo mobile.
There is no cuckoo mobile. Come on, they've got to get through the door. Look out, there's a rabbit running behind you.
Hey, it's a golden furred rabbit.
It says he has no time.
Look at this.
He has
all the time in the world. Why does he have all those clocks on his body then? Quickly!
Don't follow
him. Grab the golden furred rabbit.
Stop following him. Wait, he's going through that door. All right, follow him.
Yes, that could be the way out of here.
It's a door out. All right, it's cracked open. It's green. He went in already. Let's go in.
All right, what is that? It's
our kitchen. We came back out into our own place.
Is this?
It's a janitor's closet we just came
This out. Is our kitchen from 1962. How's that possible? It wasn't built until 1992.
I don't know. Should we go back in?
No.
We have to get to our studio here.
But look at...
Everything's set up.
It is.
So it must be set up part of the scene. Maybe we got...
Hey.
Maybe we updated our studio. We didn't know.
It's a vortal. We went through a vortal, a time vortal.
We must have messed with time somehow with...
That golden rabbit with all the clocks on it.
Exploiting a whole storyline, I think, helped us.
This is
so then
unbelievable.
Please, let's get on the road in the cuckoo mobile, Urban.
You brought him along?
In the cuckoo mobile, please.
Yeah, he goes with the decor. He's 1960s-ish.
I can't believe you split that personality from you, though. Will he be out here throughout the show?
It depends on the amount of chocolate-flavored drink you are carrying.
And sleep you need, it sounds.
Oh, I'm wide awake. I've been drinking coffee all day. Thank you, Urban. I left the cuckoo mobile running. The Cheshire Cuckoo is on the prowl again.
We should get him drunk and have him sing Anita Baker and Michael McDonald songs. Well, let's start the show.
Let's do this.
Down.
Antonio, we're here at the 5th anniversary of the House of Cuckoos radio show. This party is happening.
Can't believe we made it. We made it.
At the House of Cuckoos is where
this
it's happening.
Amazing. It took us this long to get this far. Amazing. Glad you could join us.
Of the House of Cuckoos. Welcome to the House of Cuckoos doing a roundtable in studio anniversary special. I'm Urban Hippie Brownie Cat.
And I am Dr. Antonio Luciferi.
And together we are the House of Cuckoos.
We
all
are.
Together.
Yeah.
Parties are going on everywhere. All these people are here.
God,
as you've been
crowded rooms.
So we were telling you
don't
earlier.
Touch that. Don't, please don't touch that.
We got wonderful music guests today.
We got lots of musical
who
guests.
Who do we have coming up?
We have Norwood Grimes.
Norwood Grimes, Purple Johnson Blimp situation
yes.
too. Wonderful.
Jennifer Devine.
Jennifer Devine.
We also have a newcomer, Yui Carlberg.
Well, wonderful.
Hopefully that's... you enjoy her music as much as we do.
Well, yeah, this is going to be awesome. A new person playing on an anniversary show. Come to celebrate our special anniversary. But the party's here. We have great celebrities from all our
Lenny
past
Crambag
shows.
Is yes. double dipping.
The actual Santa Claus is here.
The ketchup gargler ate all the
ketchup. The gargler will be performing, as you've heard on other shows. We have but we're
here.
In the studio, so we're not in a big live audience event. So there's
we have
not,
no expensive
we have a limited audience
here.
Here is pretty much the performance.
This is an
so
intimate
it's like
private
a Hollywood
special.
Party in Cleveland.
Since it's our 5th anniversary, we wanted to make it
right, so
more intimate. We wanted to scale it down,
yeah.
bring it back. So
we only bought 5 cans of tuna fish for the crackers
yes.
here to serve as hors d'oeuvres.
But we have other things to eat. Some
yeah,
of them
yeah.
have no real nutritional value.
Some dry cereal. There's some granola bars.
Some raw oats, and we have carrots.
We found a couple celery sticks.
There was an abandoned stable next door that had all this food for horses, but they just took the horses earlier this morning.
Right, and if you had some milk and flour and an egg, it whips up into, like, you know.
But we just leave it out there in bowls, all raw.
Yeah.
So it's an organic show, if you will.
Right, coming in your ears on our crude
style. Coming in your ears, whoa!
In our crude style of recording.
That's how the Cuckoos do it.
Because we got everything duct taped all over the studio here.
We even have some people duct taped because they have a problem touching things.
This is coming live this year from Cleveland. We stayed here at the special studio here just north of Cleveland here.
This is in our garage.
Okay, it is our garage.
Yeah, that's our cuckoo garage.
I was trying to make it sound like we were in this posh studio, which it is posh.
Well, it is because we decorated it. It's posh to
us. A lot of shovels.
Yeah.
Which we don't dig anything.
There's a theme here. It's
next,
the garden man.
Right, next to the boxes of toys and action figures, comic books
from the 70s
a few
and 80s.
Sports collectible cards and as well as you know the occasional well okay porn there's a lot of porn here but
1960s
we just you know
porn.
Cover the box
it's
up
very,
it's, okay.
It's very
we just
classy.
Put tablecloths over the boxes of porn everybody
that
thinks they're tables
as
we put our microphones up
commentator
here we
table right
in
now.
The garage
so underneath
in Cleveland.
This microphone stand is the 1960s porn
that's right
and the
it's very supportive
8mm footage we don't know if it's alien abduction or some kinky fetish.
We just hope it's not our family members.
Exactly.
In the past.
Whoa, that would be crazy.
Wouldn't it?
It
speaking
would.
Of crazy,
we have a lot of crazy coming on this show. We may even
are we going to have any strippers and models and all that kind of stuff?
We
go
are.
On those
we
other
are
going to
have
radio
Carrie
shows?
Cupcake. She,
Carrie Cupcake.
Carrie
is
Cupcake. She is the top stripper on the local fast food scene.
Okay. What is she? Will she be topless for this episode or?
She will be socksless.
Socksless for this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, she's a sock stripper. She
okay.
takes off her socks and does a sexy foot dance.
Is it a cleanly odor?
She keeps
friendly?
Her feet clean.
Okay.
She,
don't want
she started out as a foot model, so she does toe pole dancing, which would be interesting to see. I don't know how she's going to do it.
Is
but
it like a puppet show?
I don't know. I've never seen it before.
How are we going to present this on the radio?
We will have to do a play-by-play commentation.
We'll see how that goes. If she gets here.
Does she walk on her hands to keep her feet clean?
We can't ask those questions until she's here. If she
yeah,
gets
so
here.
Let's save those questions.
We'll keep you posted on her where she's at, Carrie Cupcake.
Carrie Cupcake.
Well, here we are today to tell you about a new lovely thing to help your cough. Sir, are you having a bad cough?
I got a real bad cough going on right about now.
Does it feel itchy?
Scratchy!
Does itchy. It feel scratchy and itchy?
Itchy and scratchy.
Well, we got the new thing for you right here.
Yeah, what's that?
It's brand new. It is called...
Tattle drops. Cattle drops.
That's right, sir. Cattle drops. Try this. Hold it. Take that bottle away. You won't need to drink anything for your pain anymore. Just take these new...
Cattle drops.
Clear as day, I bet. Now, no more cough, no more runny nose, no more sinus problems.
Now, what about my rectal leakage?
Try my son's new brand, Cattle Prods.
Having just arrived by a blimp all the way from Adelaide, South Australia, coincidentally the blimp capital of the world, it is an honor to bring to you the world's most elusive pop band, the Purple Johnson Blimp Situation, performing Who Do Google Think You Are?
Cooking? Well, come on down to Amish Buffet in the heart of Middlefield, Ohio. Amish Buffet serves the greatest cuisine in Amish cooking, just like the Amish used to make.
I'm John Yoder. If you come down to my feeding place, we'll make sure to make sure it's what you want to put in your face. Come down to Amish Buffet. Come to Amish Buffet. Eat here at Amish Buffet. Home style cooking is yours.
There was, you know, there was. I just went to the store and I brought home like a lot of pickles. There's just a lot of pickles in the house. You see, just all these pickles everywhere. I just bought like cases and cases of pickles at the wholesale store. You see, I just like to eat a lot of pickles. So I had all these pickles everywhere. Just jars and jars and jars of pickles in the pantry, pickles in the refrigerator, pickles in the cellar. And then, you know, just one day, there was like you know, a tornado. This tornado just came and it just knocked everything out, you know. It just charged the house down. And so there were pickles everywhere. Just pickles and juice just on everywhere. Everywhere was pickles and juice. Just pickles and juice everywhere. There was just pickles and juice. The whole house was destroyed in there. Just as they were just foraging through this, there's just pickles and juice everywhere. Just pickles and juice. You know, just all these pickles that I bought from the wholesale. I just had cases and cases and cases of pickles and the jars of pickles. And it just looked like just pickles exploded everywhere. And I didn't know what to do. The neighbor's house was attacked by pickles. And the juice was scattered all over on the streets. And just pickles everywhere. I just didn't know what to do. So, you know, there's just pickles. And then the world was just, you know, covered in pickles. And we all fell down and we just ate pickles and we swam in the pickle juice. You know, that's the kind of world I want to live in. And just pickles everywhere. I want to swim in pickle juice, oceans of pickle juice, with pickle juice fish and pickle juice whales. Just pickle juice seas everywhere. Just lakes of pickle juice, rivers of pickle juice. I want the fishes in everything, and the little thing would be like a pickle thing. Pickle walruses, you know, pickle sharks. There's everything. Just pickle stingrays. Just want the world to be made of pickles. Just pickles of pickles everywhere.
Man, did someone just say pickles?
Oh shit, it's the snowman.
It is the snowman. And he has a jar of frozen pickles.
You got that right, man. Man, what's been going on, man? How you been feeling, dude? Give me that. Come on. Slap that stick. Alright.
Hey, snowman, how have you been? I thought you were on another planet.
Yeah,
still.
Last time we left you, you were like off in space. You and Mitchie were about to have a war, but he came back.
Man, I got off all that shit. That shit ain't happening no more, man.
I thought you wanted to go to this ice planet.
Yeah, what happened to your whole conspiracy to take everything over?
Yeah, the whole war.
Man, you know how much they want on them taxes? I'm not playing that game. I want to go out and just be a snowman, you know what I'm saying?
But if you were king of the planet, how are you paying taxes?
I'd be king of my own planet. I ain't gonna be playing with that stuff, man. You know, you gotta move on. Sometimes you can't keep holding on, trying to fight for stuff that you ain't gonna be dealing with now. It's out of nowhere. Besides, there wasn't no way I can go get me some pickles, man. So I said, hey, you take over this whole place, and they're not gonna see this dude walking around your house here. So it's all fine, man. I don't know who got the planet. All I know is I'm back here trying to get myself back up in the North Pole. I saw Santa Claus and hope he can take me back.
Well, Santa did drive here in a big tractor trailer. It was refrigerated.
Right. I mean, you look well packed, you know, you're...
Mm-hmm. You're fit.
Yeah.
It looks like you gained a little bit more mass in the upper giant snowball area. Have you been lifting?
No, man, I was just cleaning out your freezer and just took that frost and packed it right on. So impress some of these ladies.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Looking for pumping me some freezer.
So you defrosted our freezer to refrost
your
chest.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank
we appreciate
you. Thank
it, yeah.
You. Anytime you want to, you can defrost our freezer any day.
Yeah, and well, if we ever have pickles in there, you're welcome to them. But, well, we hope you enjoy the party wherever you're going to stay cool. It's pretty hot all around here. You know, it is Cleveland.
We do have a freezer downstairs. It is a walk-in freezer. I don't know why we had it built. We really don't keep much
well,
in that.
Well, for when you visit, so just...
Yeah,
you know,
there you go. It's your own room.
And then, and
we have a bed in there.
Yeah, and you got a cell phone, so just page us if you get stuck.
Man, I might go on check that out. Let me also slip on down and slide on away. I've been working on my singing career.
Well, yeah, you can go sing down there.
You're going to be a crooner now,
but come
you?
On back and hang out. Maybe we can fill the pool with some ice cubes.
Man, I like that, man. Man, you're all right. I like that. We'll be doing it up. Come on, man. Let's go on down. Man, I'm going to slip on down. I'm going to get me some of this strong-ass bourbon. And if you see any snow, ladies, just send them on down to the dude here.
Will do. Will do. Glad you came for a visit.
All right, man.
We always, you are always welcome here at the House
that
of Coopers.
That is the snowman.
That is. He
made
is
of
cool.
Pure snow.
He is frosty.
With his stick arms.
No, well, he's not frosty, the snowman.
No,
but that's
no,
his
yeah,
disposition.
Yeah.
His disposition is frosty.
He keeps it cool and he enjoys pickles.
He
be
does.
A snowman.
Frozen pickles.
So hopefully we'll hear some adventures of him again.
Mm-hmm. You ever have a frozen pickle popsicle?
Yeah, that's a
they're
snowman's
hard.
Hookup.
Popsicle man.
Right. Is it the icy, icy man?
But he moved away.
He did. Long, far away.
You're listening to the House of Cuckoos radio show. Listen to the radio.
Well, as you know now, we're self-proclaiming as we're becoming the greatest funny podcast in the world.
We are the funniest, greatest, absurdists in our own minds.
So since we're there, you know, this is going to be a different layout show, so we're just bringing on the guests.
It's totally different.
We're breaking the ice here. This is a big live studio event.
We are ice cracking.
Everybody's kind of wandering around
here. I'm going to go climb the ice. I'm going to go become an ice climber.
Don't touch it. It's dry ice.
No, you got to wear a special uniform to be a dry ice climber. I got my little mallet, too, and my
dump
little
some water on
ropes
here.
And things like that.
Well, and but you're not dressed for it right now. You're wearing a tuxedo t-shirt with black shorts and boots.
Combat boots.
And a top hat.
Pink combat boots with
and
black
I'm wearing a big white shirt. It's kind of fluffy like the Seinfeld one. And cut-off jean shorts for some reason, but they're low at the knee. And then some airwalks, you know. And I, too, also have a big top hat on as we're getting ready for with the celebration. And we want to tell everybody as current news is out, we want to inform everybody.
Current news? What's the current
news? We are actually the House of Cuckoos, Dr. Antonio and myself, Urban Hippie, just to let you know, we are not black. We are not African-American gentlemen, as some folks might think. We wanted to come out since
I'm Italian-American.
And
so,
you know,
basically
our voices
Caucasian.
Our voices sound very African-American. And, you know, with the recent events going
on,
we just
want
to make sure we have that clear with everyone. So
they
didn't think we were tricking anyone in any kind of way.
I'm just human. That's the only thing I am.
Topic.
Whatever else I am is not important.
And that doesn't matter to the House of Cuckoos. We're all the same here.
We are. We're all cuckoo, the House of Cuckoos. Everybody is a different shade of cuckoo, but we're all cuckoo. That's the root of it.
Unless you get too rude, then you lose.
Yeah, if you're rude, then you got to go down to the sub-basement, sub-basement.
Unless you're preaching cuckoo-ness,
then that's the sub-basement, sub-basement, sub-basement.
And people have learned that. Hopefully, those that have listened for a while to our oldest listeners there, thank you so much.
Sub-basements, archival sub-basements.
Someone could have gone through high school listening to House Cuckoo. Someone could have gone through college listening to all of our shows.
Somebody could have went on a world tour listening to our music. A celebrity may have been listening to it on every tour bus and every plane.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be fantastic.
The fifth anniversary, we're going to stay
in the
studio.
Wars have been started over an episodes or two, you know.
Yeah, well, we're trying. We're supposed to not talk about that.
No, we have to keep it. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have no idea what I'm doing. No idea what I'm doing. No idea what I'm doing. But I'm going to do it anyways. No idea what I'm doing. No idea what I'm doing. But I'm going to do it anyway.
No idea what you're doing. You're always doing something when you don't know what you're doing.
Nope.
Don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing when you're doing when you're doing.
I'm doing it, but I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm going to do it anyway.
You're doing.
Because I'm doing it.
You're doing not what you're doing when you're doing when you're doing. Doing it when you're kind of trying to doing it. And then you're doing it. And then doing it. Doing it. Doing it.
But I'm never doing it when I'm not doing it. Because when I'm not doing it, I'm never doing it. But I'm going to do it. Even though I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it no matter what I do. What I do, I'm going to do it. But I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. Don't know what I do. But I'm going to do it. Anyways. I'm going
to
do it.
And then you tried to do it again, and then you did it, and you did it again. You did it once, twice, eight times more. You did it. And then you tried to do it again, and once you did it. Who did it? I don't know who did it. Everybody's trying to do what you're trying to do when you did it, when you didn't do it. And you said you did do it, but you didn't try to do it when you tried. And I don't know who did it when you tried to do it, doing it all.
Regardlessly, I'm going to do it. Even though I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it anyway. Careful, I may do it to you. Even though I don't know what I do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Do it, I'm going to do it. But I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it. Anyway. Anyway. I'm going to do it. Even though I don't know what I'm doing. Do it. Even though you don't know what you're doing, just do it. Just do it. Go on, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. 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 I'm gonna do it. I'm in a duet. Oh yeah.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. We're in a duet. We're in a duet. We're in a duet. Cause I'm gonna do it anyway. No matter what I'm doing. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm in a duet. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. No matter what I'm doing, I'm gonna do it.
I did it.
But I didn't know what I was doing.
I did it.
But I'm gonna do it.
Just,
I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm in a duet. I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do it anyway.
Wow, that was an amazing set, Dr. Antonio, by that cool, cool, cool Cleveland group.
The House of Cuckoos.
I'm tired of the same old Joy Cat. I'm tired of my tabby Joy Cat. It's broken. It's not updated anymore. How am I supposed to get my newest Joy Cat?
And I'm so sick of, like, all these new Joy Cats. Like, I just liked the original one that had, like, lead paint on the toes. Like, I want, like, a classic-looking one before I go back to college here.
You want a classic Joy Cat? That lovable classic Joy Cat from back in the day? That three-year kitten that's pain-resistant, crush-proof, allergen-free, that remains a kitten for 3 years, and then decomposes?
Yeah!
Woo! Well, guess what? We have Classic Joy Cat Traditional!
That's right, the Classic Joy Cat has returned just in time for the holidays, just in time for back to school, and just in time for you to enjoy your autumn sensations with the Classic Joy Cat by Asswax. Do you know what it's all about? Do you know what it's all in for? Here it is. Let us tell you more.
Joy Cat, the three-year kitten. The classic traditional Joy Cat. As you heard me say before, I'm not going to say it again, is that fun-free Joy Cat just for you and your family. But keep in mind, this Joy Cat comes with an interchangeable tail that changes its temperament. And also be aware that if you do not feed your Joy Cat twice a day, semi-live turbo mice, your Joy Cat has a 65% chance of going feral and also prohibited in certain states. Go back and find that old skit and listen to those states again.
Semi-live turbo action mice sold separately.
That's right, Classic Joy Cat has interchangeable tail now so that you can change the mood and the decision so that you can take it anywhere with you and keep it in the right frame of mind that you want to keep it. Your Joy Cat's pet and cuddly. It purrs, it snuggles. It also eats and it defecates just as a normal cat would, but it is yours to keep for 3 years as a kitten that lasts forever until the 3 years has expired. But you can keep the tail as collectibles to make a necklace out of. They'll still wag. Try the new Classic Joy Cat, now available with interchangeable tail.
And multiple breeds.
By the classic, sensational, wonderful, all brand new, always, always your favorite brand, Asswax. Can't you believe it? The new Joy Cat Classic. Is it for you?
Yeah.
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 And it'll be for you too, as long as you get yours now.
Get your kitty kitty paper.
The Classic Joy Cat. Bye.
Asswax.
Since we have introduced ourselves and the show and
introduce
what it entails,
yourself, please.
We are going to start bringing in the guests. Hopefully they will remain clothed for the entire show. For this is not a 1970s swinging party. This is a 2015-themed in-studio anniversary extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
The House of Cuckoos. Fifth
We're going on here with the show now. Here you are. Welcome to the show. We're
welcome,
in control of it.
Welcome, welcome.
It's sort of
welcome.
Like the Howard Stern show, but we're going to be a lot
It is
more,
not nothing like the Howard Stern
we're
show.
We're going to be sitting around. We
but
have
people may say, hey, there's similarities
studio.
There.
We have all our sound people.
We
have a bunch
everybody
of half-naked
here.
People.
We left the door open. The janitor's closet is
yeah,
open.
Yeah, so California.
We left the garage door open. Anybody could walk up to the studio and be interviewed.
Some Chicagoans, too, could probably get in here through
We do have closet. Guests that are confirmed.
Right.
And then
you mean
we have
like
other
as Catholics?
Guests. Well, no.
Oh.
As guests.
Oh, right, yeah.
To come
okay.
to the show. And then we have other guests who are suspected, who are rumored,
suspected
who are
Catholics?
Believed. No.
Oh, okay.
Suspected
sorry.
To show up on the
right,
show.
Right, yeah, okay, yes.
Not only do we have suspected, we have assumed, presumed, we have even rumored that certain guests are going to appear. We can't. These are the ones we can't confirm. They just may show up.
Correct.
Or they may not even show up. They may send an email, a tweet. They may even brainwave us.
Plus, we have to wait.
We are unsure as to how they are going to show up, if they even show up at all.
Because we sent our lovely secretary,
Mass.
Denise Keast, run back to our other studio that we were at, and we left our rehearsal sheet, so we don't have our list of people.
No, we
we're
don't.
Waiting for her to retrieve our list of people.
I left the list. It was
yet,
my
so.
Fault. You know,
we had to stop
yeah,
and get
the
some.
House is like a 50-foot walk, but we didn't want to leave the plush garage studio.
Plus, we're having to get some stuff, you know, some booze and some food and
some
stuff,
good stuff
we just didn't have time to pick
Herbal
up from
tea,
our
and,
buddy.
You know, there's some leaf that
She's
I chew
some,
on for headaches.
Right, and some green paint.
Green paints, because we're going to paint just a square, the upper left square on
right,
the garage door.
This studio lets
green.
You paint in here.
Yes, it's a
Only if it's green paint.
Self-abbreviated studio.
And it's that type of weed we can chew.
Yes, it's a chewing
but don't
weed.
Don't say anything loud, because Moon Sox and Yellow Bee might be here doing some
We don't have enough leaf
fun.
For them right now.
Right.
We'll have enough leaf if they show up at the last quarter hour. At the last quarter hour, we will have enough for Moon Sox and Yellow Bee. They can't show up any earlier than that, otherwise we won't have enough for the entire show.
show's going to be amazing no matter what happens because of all the guests
we have
and
we just
fans that are going to be outside.
We've taken all the ethereal power of Stonehenge and put it, our recording atop it.
Yes, we are spiritually atop Stonehenge.
While we make this episode.
But we are in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
At this moment. Right now, as your ears are hearing this.
The Cuckoo Studio.
We are in two places at once. We are physically Cleveland. We are spiritually Stonehenge.
Right.
We are broadcasting to the universe right at this moment.
That's true.
We left the janitor's closet open. So
just riff-raff will come in and
anything
out.
And anyone could show up.
And it could also
anytime.
Affect.
Us! Even Urban and I can show up from the past, from the future, from an alternate timeline. We could even interview ourselves.
We do get ripples that will come in and affect our voices like
this. So
that's
a possibility.
I think here comes a ripple. Listen to this.
Here comes a ripple. Listen to this.
Through the kitchen door, through the
at the moment,
garage
it is
door,
a jar.
Into
not
here.
Only is it a jar, it is a jar.
It does leave some hallucinating,
a residual,
effect.
Hallucinatory experience.
But we
a
do
residual?
Keep going on.
Residual auditorial,
and you put hooked up your video gaming systems out here too while we record.
So everybody,
so while we're live,
who's
you can compete
waiting?
With anybody who's waiting.
Got all play. My consoles out. You got
so
the Xboxes.
Right now, you've been playing
Nintendo's.
The entire time we've been in the studio while you've been talking.
I'm not even looking
not
at
phase.
You. I'm looking at the TV as I'm playing.
You
this
can split your mind in two like that.
Game.
You're such as the gamer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if he's gamer or if he's looking at the 1960s porn.
That's all man.
Oh, we'll be back after this.
Yeah, okay,
message.
There it is. And
well, let's get to some sponsors first with the Asswax sponsorship.
Asswax.
Check out these products.
I want some big bad beef ribs and big black beef ribs with barbecue sauce dipping from the sides. I want a nice big slab with big back ribs. Bring them beefy back to me.
New beef back ribs. It's hard to believe that you can't believe it, but it's all beef and beef to beef meat by eaten by all your people who like to eat meat off the beef meat of the beef pig. It's not a pig, but it makes like a beef. It's beef that's so good. Why don't you just enjoy the beef ribs? We put artificial meat. Vacuum pack it into a nice thick rib. To a delicious taste and a nice sauce that sits for 1 year on a shelf in a freezer before we send it to you. Why don't you try it? The new. It's great. It's great. It's wonderful. Beef, beef, back, beef, beef, back. Beef, back, back, beef, beef, back, back. Everybody, beef, back, beef, back, back, beef, beef, back, back. Beef, back, beef, beef.
Beef, back,
ribs, and that lid to your belly. New beef back ribs at your local grocery store. Ask for them.
Did you hear about the new Asswax vacuum? I say, did you hear about the new Asswax vacuum?
Huh?
It sucks really good.
Ow!
Sponsoring from the House of Cuckoos, we need something to clean up after this party's over, and you know what we'll use? The Asswax vacuum, also known as the Ass Sucker. Get the new Ass Sucker from Asswax, the Asswax vacuum that cleans up almost any mess. Guaranteed. Unless it's too gritty, too heavy, or too wet. Then you'll have to get the Asswax Ass Suck Super Sucker to get all your shop vac needs. That's right. Did you hear Dr. Antonio about the new Asswax Super Suck? Did you hear Dr. Antonio about the new Asswax Ass Suck?
I did know.
That's right, and we're in the commercial to sponsor it right now.
We're in the commercial?
That's right. This is a hand-read commercial that we are
so
not supposed to read.
So if I flip this button...
Please skip this line and do not let him push the button in parentheses.
And if I turn it on, what would happen?
I say, have you heard about the new ass sucker from Asswax?
No.
Let's turn it on and get your ass sucked on this floor.
Oh, hey!
Did I read that right? That's right. This thing's of great. It's official. I've used it in mine.
It's,
you
it's
can
causing
use it in
a
yours.
Singularity! How do you turn it off? It's
it might bend time, but it's
singularity.
A wonderful way to spend with the family.
It's sucking in the couch!
Be sure to get your ass sucker from Asswax.
Son
the
of
Asswax ass sucker.
It's
let it suck your carpet.
We have no carpet now. It's gone!
As you suck
sucking
ass.
Took the floorboards! It took the floorboards! How do you shut it off?
By Asswax.
Help! How do you shut this off?
We're about the new Asswax vacuum. Say, did you hear about the new Asswax vacuum?
Who did it, God? All the way from Bournemouth, England, to perform here on the House of Cuckoos radio show for the very first time, please welcome Yui Carlberg as she performs her song, Live Fast, Die Young.
Live fast, die young.
ecstasy. That's so hard to grasp. Nothing's ever easy when you take it off your mask. But consistency, that's so hard to grasp. Nothing's ever easy when you take it off your mask. You better live fast, fast, fast.
Cow's milk, there's goat's milk cheese, and then there's cosmic cheese. I like the cosmic cheese. It's out of this world. It's Ass Wax brand cosmic cheese. Did you know that? Ass Wax brand cosmic cheese?
It's cosmic cheese.
It's good. If you want a better tasting sandwich, you want a cosmic sandwich, buy cosmic cheese by Ass Wax.
Ass Wax cosmic cheese. Cheese, cosmic cheese, 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 cheese.
Delightful. It's great. Only 500 calories per slice, but the flavor is
out of sight.
Per slice.
By Ass Wax.
Right next to Al Fitzgerald. Right next to Adair in the... Yeah. What's there now?
Hey, who's that? Wait, we're trying to get the show started. Who's this guy in a raincoat walking into our door here? How'd you get past all those garden people?
Because I'm the captain.
What?
I'm the captain. Max Depth, remember me?
Oh, yeah, from last year's anniversary show. How are you?
It wasn't last year's.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's been 2 years.
It's been a couple of years since we last saw you. How's everything going, Captain?
You see here, things were going good a couple months back, and then my ship... It was sunk by the pirates of Mouse Island.
In Lake Erie?
Yep, in Lake Erie. They hold a grudge very long, the pirates of Mouse Island. Now my ship sleeps at the bottom of Lake Erie, right next to the Ella Fitzgerald.
Some say you can still hear it singing bebop in the evening shade.
Yes, you can, in the fog-ridden night air, you can hear it. The Ella Fitzgerald singing in the depths there next to my ship.
Sorry about that. What have you been doing to survive, then?
Well, you see here, I have a small dinghy I live on in the meantime. I make excursions to the deep, and I found pockets of air in the ship where I'm building home again.
Wow, you're doing all that living rough, too?
Live in the bottom of Lake Erie. There's still a lot of air pockets in the ship, so it sank, but it is habitable.
That's barely enough to survive.
Actually, you know, it helps me out here because my stock portfolio is well done. And, you know, I make my money off trading and selling and buying stocks here. No one needs to live large. I like to live a life of adventure. And what better way to live adventure than at the bottom of the sea in a sunken ship here?
Well, yeah, I guess Lake Erie is the sea, if you will.
Yeah, it's the only sea I know, the Great Lakes, yeah. I call it the Sea of the Great Lakes there. I call them lakes, I call it a giant sea of lakes.
Well, welcome to the anniversary show party. Come on in, you could have some more sardines over there.
There, all right.
You're going to have to fight the cat for him.
You mind if I hang out in the bathtub for a little bit?
That's fine, we got a pet seal in there for the occasion, too. Just be nice to him.
It's one of those walk-in bathtubs, isn't it? Yep, there.
Just don't pee on the floor.
There goes the captain. That was Captain Max Death. Everybody remembers him. He's the one who piloted the, what was that, the Ass Wax Stage Theater submergible
stage? Right, we went under Lake Erie waters. Out here in the Ohio, Cleveland area. And
then we were attacked by pirates.
Yeah. It was a good episode.
Mouse Island.
That was which anniversary show was that?
I had two. I think it was two anniversaries ago.
Two?
That would have been
listen to them
three.
All and find out. Yes. That's all we can tell you.
Just don't take our word
to
for it.
To you listeners.
Take your ears' words for it.
Well, you have to hit play first. So take your fingers' choice.
Finger's choice.
And stuff it in.
Like Sophie.
Yeah.
It's finger's choice.
Get your finger in Sophie.
Ass wax. Breath of fresh air.
Do you need a break? Do you need a laugh? Try new ass wax. Canned air. That's right. You need a breath? You need something fresh? Ass wax. Canned air.
I'm not having a good day at all.
Why, don't worry. Put that ass wax right up your nose.
It's intoxicating. What did they put in this? I see my dead relatives all the way 300 years back. Whoa!
Ass wax. Holy relax for you. That's right, ass wax to relax for you. Fresh canned air. Also, we can pipe in air to different companies.
I can't feel my arms.
Let go, let it go. Don't worry, you're just breathing in and out that ass wax pleasantry. Breathe in, breathe out. Ass wax is all over
your breath. I'm an amoeba! I'm an amoeba! Oh dear God, I'm an amoeba!
New from Ass Wax. Try it.
Ass wax.
Why don't we give Carl a ring, see if he'll pay us a visit.
I'm already here!
Hey, look who's already here! He was here before he even thought he was here. Maybe that's why we could smell the cocoa in the air. His body pervades cocoa.
Hold on while I go have a little bite of a cookie here before I join you.
He's gonna join us.
Yeah.
You don't have to say you're thirsty. We know Carl's here. Carl's gonna be coming on our anniversary show in the studio.
Cocoa.
I'm here, I said. I'm just giving me a moment. I had to text somebody back at home to tell him, geez, hold on.
Well, you don't have to be in such a rush. We'll get you out here.
No, just take your time. We don't want you burning the cocoa.
And hey, here comes Carl out with some cocoa.
Here he comes, Carl.
Yeah, I brought you. There you go. Something for you, and there's something for you. Oh, yeah, I made them really good and nice and strong.
Strong cocoa.
What do you mean, strong? Oh, this is really bitter. What is it?
Dark chocolate cocoa?
What was that? It's bitter. What is it?
It takes the breath right away from me.
Oh, this is secret ingredient.
I don't even want to ask anymore. Whatever it's a secret ingredient, it's better not to ask what the secret is.
But just for the show, hello, my name is Carl, and you can get all of my good cocoa at Carl's Cocoa. Look for us online, and you can also come to my stores that all across America and now all across Canada again after we filed a new chapter in our bankruptcy. And it's Carl's Cocoa. You want the cocoa? You get the cocoa. Cocoa is really good. Come to my house of cocos.
I got mine. Better get yours.
And you brought your new spokesman with. You're still working with Edgar here.
Edgar, good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yep, I got mine. You better go get yours before we drink it all.
That's all he says all the time.
That's what I'm paid to say. I got mine. Better get yours.
What do you mean that's what you're... Don't say that's what you're paid to say. It's not what you're paid to say that you say that you're paid to say. You just say what you're paid to say.
I got mine.
That's what you're paid to say.
Better get yours.
Well, Carl, you really got everything on the ball here. This stuff's very, very strong, and I'm feeling a little delusional drinking it.
Yeah. What did you put in this? Is it like some type of alcoholic beverage or maybe some like South American root that makes you feel funny?
Carl, what is it that's in this thing?
That's called Yukon Jill.
I can't feel my feet.
Yukon Jill? What is it?
My feet feel frostbitten.
It's female polar bear hormones I add to it.
So what's it do to us?
My feet are numb. They feel freezing like they're hypothermic. Hypothermia on my toes.
What's it gonna do to us beyond these weird tingles?
Not really sure. You guys are the first ones to try it. How's it good, eh?
Warning. Ingesting Carl's cocoa drink ingredient may cause foaming at the ears, rectum deficiency, and or nasal death by liquid extension of space-time elixir. 2 out of 3 cases report increase in lactating nipples and attraction to tomatoes. Please drink responsibly. Listener ingestion advised. The House Cuckoo claims no responsibility for Carl's cocoa drinkers.
Look, when I blow my breath, it's like it's cold in here. But it's not. Like I'm blowing cold air.
Don't worry, that's just happening in your head.
It's not really happening. I'm not seeing what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing it, even though it's not there.
But I can see it happening to him, too.
Yeah.
No, that's just happening in your head. Hey, Edgar, I think we better back up and go.
You're doing it, too.
I got mine. My breath got yours.
How long is this going to last?
Should end soon.
Is this approved?
We have a whole show yet to do. You can't just come in here, poison us, and then leave. Why don't you get us some real cocoa and get this place in order here? What are you doing trying to hurt us? On live, we can get you for this, Carl.
Look at my...
Wait, whoa.
My hands look like mittens.
Here, let me give you the antidotes. Ow, you stabbed me. There you go. Okay. I'm going to go get some buffet food. Come on, Edgar. Let's get the buffet. Don't worry about all that, no.
I got mine.
Okay.
We are here.
All right, Carl, just stay in the back.
That was weird.
He poisoned us, and we just got shot with
a
needle
into the studio
to help us come back out of here. We've already
gave us the special cuckoo.
We already were poisoned coming here, getting in the place. Now we're poisoned by Carl by accident.
Is this a conspiracy? Is this an anti-cuckoo conspiracy?
No, but it's just how much of an adventure we already had in this show. Just
our first guest for our downfall.
The first guest to sit on. He's just around the studio in the green room now, as well as going out in the kitchen and in the buffet area in the living room.
But Carl typically brings us good cocoa. What did we do something to offend him?
I think he legitimately was just trying to create a new recipe, and it got out of hand.
Well, luckily he had an antidote.
Yeah, so we've already been stabbed.
Now my tongue tastes syrupy.
It's going away now. We can start.
Everything I drink and eat, it tastes like chocolate syrup.
You know, I haven't had in a long time is ass wax chocolate syrup.
No, ass wax chocolate syrup goes good with anything.
And it just pours right out of the ass wax bottle. Right at the
ass part.
You can see. If you bend it right, it comes out ass. The chocolate just pours right out.
And you know that familiar ass wax bottle shape.
And
it's shaped almost like a peach.
As it comes out, and it just that deliciousness of pure chocolate right out of the ass wax bottle.
And then you push the knob back inside the ass wax bottle and put it in the refrigerator. Make sure you refrigerate your ass wax chocolate syrup.
It gets too runny otherwise.
It does. If it's room temperature, it could come out at such a speed, it could ruin everything. And it also tastes better from the freezer. It's a little bit more solid consistency of chocolate. So that's Ass Wax brand chocolate syrup. Get it at your local retailer.
Buy Ass Wax.
So yes, this was a plug. We secretly
obviously
snuck in the show.
Yes, we had to.
But we wanted to be admitted and be obvious about it. So.
Hey, sir, how you doing, sir? You got the time? You got the time?
No, I don't.
You know what time it is, sir? Yeah, can you tell me the time?
It's time to, I don't know.
Dude, you know what time it is, sir?
I don't have a watch. Sorry. You've just, look, everyone else has one. Please go look somewhere.
But you need to know what time it is.
What time is it?
You don't understand? It's important.
Well, I'm just waiting for a taxi.
It's time.
Young man.
It's time to listen to the House of Cuckoos.
Oh, my heart.
Sir, you gotta always have time.
What are you putting on my ears? Are those headphones?
Yes. You gotta listen. Listen.
I feel better. I am happy.
Oh, there you go. Hey. A little dose for you.
Thank you. Where are you taking my wallet? Come back here.
Hey, nothing like cheeseburgers and warm milk to start the morning, right? We follow this with a shot of vodka, spiked pickle juice, and a jog. The House of Cuckoos.
Oh.
It has a mind of its own. We do not run the social sites. We do not operate. The House of Cuckoos itself actually posts its own tweets and posts on Facebook and Twitter, you know, back and forth.
We hired a mime.
Respectively.
We have a mime that does it.
Yes, it's a House of Cuckoos mime. So it's like an entity of its own because the mime doesn't speak or talk. The mime represents the House of Cuckoos in pantomime.
Yeah, he types it in pantomime.
With his imaginary phone and his imaginary laptop. His pantomimed phone and pantomimed laptop. He taps in a pantomiming way.
We figured we'd hire him because the obvious reason, you know, a mime is a terrible thing to waste.
It is. And the mime is with us right now. He's saying some funny things in pantomime.
He's half sitting, too, on his leg with one knee bent.
So right now, we are interviewing the mime. Can you feel the pantomime?
Yes, he's stuck in a box. Hold on. Get him out. Thank you. Yes, he's our social media mime. He sits there and mimes the right things to say, I guess, and translates them into your Twitter posts and such.
That's what he does.
And it's all comes from our brain. He takes it all out of our brain stream somehow. And
brainwaving.
Get the funny parts.
That's how we're able to talk to him. He brainwaves.
Right.
That doesn't break his character. Because he lives his life continuously as a mime. I don't know how he conducts his marriage and raises his children. I would hate to be at his house if he himself is cooking Thanksgiving dinner because it may just be pantomimed turkey.
Yeah, you have to. He's not liking this right now. We're not talking at him.
No, we're talking to
he's
you
fake
about
smoking,
him.
Yes.
He's fake smoking and he's fake anxious.
But he is very real when he posts for the House Cuckoos on our tweeters for you.
Pantomime posts and pantomime tweets.
He says we for both of us. He takes both of our mind cell stuff and blends them and creates these humorous moments that we couldn't write individually. We have to have somebody put it together for us.
It's a brain shake. Like a milkshake, but a brain shake.
And he's the blender for us. Thank you, Cuckoo's Pantomime. He has no name. We just call him the Mime.
Exactly. Just thank the you, Mime. Yes. Cuckoo the Mime.
He is bowing. He says, thank you. He's back trapped in a... He's trapped in the wall again. All right. He'll find his way out.
Oh,
he's found a rope. He's going to pull himself out over. There he goes. There goes the Mime pulling himself over the
wall. He's on top of a mountaintop now.
Okay. How he got up there and floated like that, I don't know.
No idea. Okay. He's a pantomime.
So tune in to our social...
Pantomime
media.
It's delicious. It was healthy in a nutritious way. That made my ears feel delightful. They are full now. I'm going to take a ear nap. My ears are going to sleep now. That was a good piece from the cuckoos. I let it tickle my myelin sheath, and it fondled my toil.
It's a Saturday thing.
It's a Saturday thing.
Shut up!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Surprise, motherfucker.
It's that man world, if you think about it. It's more like the 60s, but rough. Too much in your face, you're gonna blow up the place. Taking over everything, denying what they're doing is hurting anyone or anything. Or the environment, social or physical, biological. Let's just poison it all, be a human today. Join your local humans, be a human today. Let's help destroy everything that is real. Paid for by humans paying for humans to do things. More to do than you need to do? You're never good enough, but you should be doing more. Be a human today.
Right, we're coming back out of this part of the show. You're there? You guys still there?
Hello?
Oh, you thought it was going to go
on. Are you ready?
Nope, it's not going on yet. We're going to end it here for this episode. So we're cutting the anniversary show in half. My good friends and family.
It's only the first half, so don't worry. There's a second half coming up.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
really... And you're
going
to enjoy it just
as
much as the first half.
And it'll be, you know...
It's all connecting things.
Great, right.
There's a motif.
And for those who just can't handle it, don't worry.
Or for those of you who are going to come back just for the second half but didn't listen to the first half, you may want to rewind this.
They might still be able to catch, and they'll just miss that fun beginning that you guys all heard in there of our adventures.
So prepare.
Tell your friends to be sure to listen to this half before this second half. And don't worry, the whole show will be released as one big download after we release both segments. So you'll be able to hear it all the way through.
This is when you go to the bathroom and...
Right.
Get some more food.
So let's end it here.
And then we'll come back.
Yeah, so we're going to try for it and just wait for a few weeks till we release the next one. And
yes, it'll be about a month.
So thanks. That was the end of part one. We'll see you on part two. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Keep going.
It's a cuckoo.
We have a voice message from the eunuch here.
Your message from 440 from January 15th at 12:35 p.m.
Hey, thanks for inviting me, asshole! Fuckers!
Didn't you mail his invitation?
No, I thought you were going to mail his invitation.
I thought he doesn't have email.
Then how does he get...
You have to pin it to his 10-speed when he's, you know,
but
his house.
But he called us the last time. He left us a voice message, so he must have a phone. Because I know there's no pay phones around anymore.